Welcome, friends. It's time to get your cacao ready and settle in as we join for another episode of Megan Hopper Presents. Welcome, friends. It's time to get your cacao ready and settle in as we join for another episode of Megan Hopper Presents The Cacao Crowd, where we'll connect to heal, empower, and learn to love ourselves a little more each day. I'm going to admit it's kind of weird here not having my normal things set up, but that's because today you guys are in control. You get to ask me absolutely anything about me, about something we do on the show, about any of the modalities, about what color you saw somebody wear, whatever it is. You can ask me anything. I may not answer you if it's completely ridiculous, but you can ask. We will get to that. First, we are going to do our meditation because it's kind of the nice little ritual that we all get to share, like sitting down to Sunday dinner at a table when you were little, if you did that. We did that. My mom would wrangle us and be like, no, we have one nice dinner a week. So first, we will share our cacao or tea or water or whatever you have with you, or maybe it's nothing and you just want to do the meditation with us. That's cool too. So since I have my cacao, which today has a little bit of eye bright and a little bit of dandy blend in it, I'm going to hold that in front of my heart, being the heart medicine that cacao is. And I invite you guys to close your eyes if that feels good. Take a big inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth, letting go of everything that came before this moment today. And again, inhaling through your nose, filling yourself with all of that clean, new, fresh air. Exhaling any cobwebs, any stuckness, any anxieties, anything that's just doesn't feel good. Just let it go. And calling in all of our guides and guardians, all of the plant, animal, and nature spirits, Mama Cacao herself, all of our ancestors and relatives, friends and family, seen and unseen, thank you, thank you, thank you for co-creating, for loving us unconditionally, for supporting us, for allowing us to have this journey, this existence, as the human beings that we are. Being able to use all of our fingers and toes, being able to taste and smell and see, being able to hear and feel, having the freedom to move. Just being grateful for those little things that we often take for granted. And taking a sip of your cacao or tea or water. As it passes over the back of your tongue, feeling that warmth, that heat, that energy in your throat, traveling down to your heart, down to your solar plexus or where your ribs meet, down to your sacral or your belly button, down to your root where your seat connects to the support of the earth. And taking another sip, allowing the energy to travel upwards to your brow center or third eye and out the top of your head or crown, connecting you to everything above. Maybe visualizing a bird flying in the great open space. And feeling the balance in your own body between that bird taking flight in the sky, boundless in where it goes, and a worm crawling deep in the ground, surrounded on all sides by dirt. Finding that center, finding that balance between the two. Taking another inhale through your nose, and just embodying that space where you can feel both supported, surrounded, but also boundless. Exhaling and allowing that to just be. You are, after all, a human being. Blinking your eyes open when you're ready, and welcome back. I don't have a fun fact for you today per se, but I can tell you, since I am working on a big wellness fair coming up this Saturday in 2 days, planning a wellness fair is a lot of work. We have 12 participants. We're going to have different crystals and CBD products, obviously some cacao for sale, some artists. We have someone doing a big chalk mandala live there that day. We have psychics, readers, mediums. We have an animal communicator, Michael Lane, who was on one of my first podcasts. So you can go check that out and then come to a session with him. Your pet does not have to be present or, technically speaking, even alive. But you can communicate with them through Michael. We have a couple of authors, and I will be doing a cacao ceremony. Me and a couple of friends will be doing a sound bath. So there's a lot happening. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's in Fountain Valley. If you guys are anywhere near Orange County in California, definitely come on out between noon and 4 on Saturday. But yeah, the fun fact is putting those together is a lot of work. I think my cat is angry with me because I haven't played with him as much in the last 2 days, but that's okay. He'll get extra plays on Sunday. So now we come to the portion of the show that today I'm handing over to you. You get to ask me absolutely anything that you could want to know. I do have some questions that were sent to me beforehand, so I will be answering those as well. But if you have questions, please put them into the chat, comments, wherever you are watching. If it does not come through our software here, then I will make sure that I respond to any alerts after the show. Although we should be getting anything from, looks like, Facebook, YouTube, probably Twitch, definitely StreamYard. So if you have any questions, please feel free. If you don't want your name read out loud, just put A-N in front of it and I won't read who it's from. So one of the questions was, where do I get my facts from? And the facts come from all over the place, honestly. Some of them are researched because it was something that I was curious about. And some of them are because I didn't have one and just went fun fact on internet. And then I research that and make sure that it's real so that I'm not feeding you guys things that are fake news. We do have a comment from YouTube. It looks like, what got you into cacao and specifically Keith's cacao? Thank you, Emily. fun story. I fell into cacao totally randomly. It was not something that I was searching out. It was not something that I really thought about. And the answer to this kind of ties into another question. Bob had asked me, what modalities do I work with? So prior to cacao, I was already working with tarot, oracle, you know, different card types, working with Reiki, working with guided meditations, inner child work, intuitive healing. And in searching out just other modalities, other things that were out there that could help be that bridge, because the way that I work is I describe myself as a bridge between what people are used to and what people have the capability to get to. And cacao just fit in with that so well, because if you don't know anything about cacao, it's a really good cup of hot chocolate. And everyone, except for one person that I know because he's allergic, loves hot chocolate. So being able to bring something that's so comforting, so homey, so beloved by everyone into this energetic space, into this space where we do work, where we dive deep, where it can get ugly and gritty and grainy sometimes when you're doing that shadow work. Being able to bring something into it that's just such a hug in a mug, if you will. It just seemed like a screaming yes. And you guys know, as I always say, my one rule, you are correct. Go with what your gut says. Go with what is that screaming yes. So when that came as the screaming yes, I was like, oh my God, yes. embodied that screaming yes. Keith's Cacao was the one that I started with. And then from there, tried a few other ones because, you know, I was like, I couldn't have gotten this right out the gate. There's no way. Little did I know I did, and I didn't have to try the other ones. But I tried a bunch of other ones, and some of them had a lot more caffeine to them. So I had that like jittery kind of feeling. Some of them, they take out too much of the cacao butter, so it doesn't have that sustained feeling to it. You get the burst of the anandamide and the theobromine and, you know, all those bliss molecules, all of those focus molecules, and then it just crashes like you would with caffeine and coffee. The energy behind Keith's, it was just so much more pure, and you're able to tap in a lot more with it. Sharing it with people who've never had cacao before, who are new to any kind of energy work, any kind of, you know, the work that I always talk about, where you're going inside, where you're seeing those conversations you need to have with yourself. People who've never done that can drink Keith's and feel something. They may not be able to explain what it is. They may not be able to really understand what it is, but they can feel it. Where I've given them some other ones and you don't have that same reaction. You don't have that same experience. So for all of those reasons, I work pretty much exclusively with Keith's. There isn't anyone that I've found so far that matches it, which isn't to say it doesn't exist out there, especially with, more and more people getting into ceremonial grade cacao and realizing the benefits of raw cacao and unprocessed cacao. There's definitely more options coming out there, but yeah, for now that's the best one that I've found. So that's the one that I'm going to keep sharing with everyone. Thank you, Emily. Okay, looks like we're going back to the book. So I have another one, and this person didn't want to be named because, I don't know, I just went with it. They said, why don't I look like a healer? Fun answer, because I look like me. realistically, yes. I want to make sure that I am authentically showing up for you guys. And while yes, there are some times that, you know, your clothes can tie to your chakra, and so you may want to kind of try and adjust things toward that. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a healer look or, you know, whatever. For me, I wear what's comfortable. I don't want to be pawing at my clothes. I don't like wearing rings when I know I'm going to have to do a lot of things with my hands. I will end up taking them off, and I'm a spaz. I will lose them. but yeah, a lot of people will wear all white because it is known or it is talked about in a lot of circles that that creates less of a barrier between you and connections with spirit or connections with everything that's around you, or it raises your elevation or elevates your vibrations. And that's fine. You know, like I always say, you are correct. You do you, whatever's right for you. Yay. I am careful about fabrics that I wear very often, or how something is created or where it comes from. I do like to make sure that it is sustainable, it is organic, it is fair trade, you know, all of that, because all of that energy will work its way into whatever we're doing. If it's something new, then yep, it's probably going to be a 100% organic cotton, silk, linen, cashmere type thing. And if you go back to my gift giving episode, I did mention Quince, really good brand to get a lot of that from, Quince and Pact. They do make less options of things, but because of that, you can get them cheaper. So you can get that better quality, better grade product with that is going to have a higher vibration to it, that is going to carry that kind of more sacred energy without spending $600. So, yeah. I have a question from Stan that came from one of the online groups. Said, what can I take to connect deeper? Okay, so what I want to say to this question, if you are looking for something to take to connect deeper, I challenge the way that you are looking at it. I challenge you to be part of that process instead of asking something outside of you to do the work for you. Anything that you are bringing into yourself, you should be building that relationship with first. That's why when we do our cacao ceremony or a mini cacao ceremony during the show, and if you have the chance to come to a full cacao ceremony, please do. But when we do our mini one, we call in that gratitude. We acknowledge that cacao is its own energy, is its own spirit, is a plant, and is a entity that is working with us synchronistically to help us open, but not to do the work for us. So what I've said in other episodes is, and in different situations throughout my work with all of this and with, you know, all of you, is if you're working with cacao, cacao is like a grandma. She's going to stay with you the whole time. She's going to hold your hand. She's going to open the door, but it's your choice whether you want to go through or not. And it's your choice where you go with that journey. Your grandma's always your biggest supporter, your biggest cheerleader. And that's what cacao does. So you can work with cacao. You can work with ayahuasca. You can work with mushrooms. You can work with alcohol for some groups. You can work with cannabis. You can work with blue lotus. There's an abundance of things that you can work with, but the key is you're working with. So there you go. Brian, I saw that you had a question. Brian is in the booth for those of you who are new to the show. Brian, what's your question?
You know, I've learned a lot about cacao.
I can't hear you, Brian. I'm sorry.
I don't know why.
Not really.
Oh. Let me turn your speaker up.
Now I can hear you because my speaker's on.
Everybody else could hear me. I've learned a lot about cacao from you over the course of the episodes we've produced. With cacao being grown in 50 plus countries, why do you choose Keith's cacao? Part one. Part two is there any place we can go locally to sample cacao from different countries?
Okay. So you are right. There is cacao grown everywhere, everywhere. And there are even people who now will grow it in their own backyard. It's depending on the type of cacao, it has better results in different areas. So the kind of cacao that is grown in Guatemala, which is where Keith's comes from, is Criollo cacao, which is translated loosely to origin. which is the original cacao. It's you know, the plant that started it all. And with it being the oldest, and kind of the way that I look at cacao, partly out of a meditation session that I had, the older a plant is, the longer it's kind of propagated its existence through different iterations, through reseedings, the more knowledge that it has. It's kind of like if your great grandparents passed every single story to your grandparents, passed every single story to your parents, passed every single story to you. And so now you have all of the knowledge of your great grandparents plus everything that you've gained. That's kind of the way that I look at cacao and plants in general, but cacao, since that's what we're talking about. So that Criollo cacao has the most knowledge to give you, the most power, the most teachings. It's going to be the most powerful. Then there's Forastero and there's Trinidado. Each of those are a step or two off of what Criollo has. It was either brought to a different area and adjusted a little bit so that it would grow faster, it would yield more. The beans inside of the pod are bigger, so you get more of a yield from it. But in doing that, you're sacrificing some of the flavors, you're sacrificing some of the inherent energy and quality and nutrients that are in that cacao. So you've gotten more from it, but you haven't gotten better. You've gotten quantity over quality. And then the next step was to make it more bug resistant. So you're taking that, you know, that one step off, and now you're making it two steps off. So now you're getting that quantity over quality, but you're also getting it where you have to take less care of it. So there's less of that human aspect going into it, that energy from the person to the plant, that love. I hate to use the example because it seems so mean, but like if you have a little kid and you read to it every single night, then that kid is going to grow up probably wanting to read more, probably having more of a love for it, definitely knowing more, definitely developing their imagination more. If you read to it every other night, yeah, they might still kind of, you know, get into it, but they might also be like, well, but I watch TV every other night too, so I want to watch more TV. And if you only sit them in front of a TV, they might not even know how to read. Granted, we have schools now, so they'll probably figure that out, but we'll go with olden days and pretend that they had TVs but not schools. I don't know. Just roll with it. So we'll say that they're, you know, if they're watching TV every night, they don't have that personal connection. They don't have that drive to develop their imagination. So as you take that step away from that Criollo cacao, from that origin cacao, you get something else that is still going to have certain qualities to it, but not as much, and it won't have the same nutrient contents. And then also the different processes that come after you harvest that cacao too, that has a massive effect on all of them. As for if there's anywhere local where you can try multiple, there's nowhere super local. The closest that I know of single storefront that you can try different cacao from all over the world is in Nevada City outside of Las Vegas. So, yeah. Okay. I got a thumbs up. Apparently that was an adequate response. okay. Ooh. I didn't read these as I wrote them down. I just wrote them down. what do I think of COVID? I think that could get me in trouble with that response. But with any virus or illness or something that is not a condition that you would prefer to have, in the homeopathic, herbal, alternative wellness and health field spectrum area, we look at that instead of as disease, as dis-ease. So something in your system is out of ease. And whether that's you have something foreign that your body is not used to and wants to push out, or there's something going on internally that you're struggling with and you need to come to terms with that so that your body can come back into its own homeostasis, its own balance, where it is perfectly capable of healing every single thing that comes at it, because our bodies are built to heal and regenerate and all of that stuff. It's just we get into these systems usually from stress, where we get our bodies out of whack and then our bodies can't heal themselves. And that's when we need outside intervention, because we're not willing to go inside. So that's what I think of anything that is dis-ease. Okay. And then I had one from Linda saying, I had this overwhelming anxiety out of nowhere today, unlike anything I've had before. What does it mean and how do I make it go away? Don't make it go away. I know that sounds awful, but with density, anything that is unpleasant, we have the opportunity to find the gift in it. And I've spoken about this in previous episodes as well. If you can learn to love the things that you don't prefer, and I don't mean like them, just love them. And there's a distinct difference there. But if you can learn to love the things you don't prefer and accept them and see them as a gift, then you have the capacity to overcome so much more and to really thrive instead of just get by. So with anxiety, the first thing, if you're an empath, make sure it is yours and not that you're eating everyone else's garbage. If you go back, I've done a couple of episodes on being an empath. I think the first one that we did, we talked about, you know, and I date myself every time I say it, but I say it anyway because it's a good analogy. Old school, if you look it up, I'm sure there's still pictures on Google somewhere. The banks, when you drove through, you used to have these drive-through tubes, and it would have this little container, and you'd send it through the tube, and the air would push it back and forth. And if you're an empath, picture yourself standing in that tube and let the air take all of the anxiety, all of the stress, all of the anger, all of the resentment, all of the whatever it is, either up to your guides, guardians, God, universe, whatever words you want to use, to transmute, or down into Mother Earth. Both are very capable. And what I tell everyone is energy is not created or destroyed, only changed. Very scientific there. If you've been in, I think it was like fifth grade science, that's where we learned that. But I mean, it's true. There's no more or less energy that there's going to ever be. So you need to give up what you are holding on that you don't prefer to the earth, to God, to the universe, to whatever words, to transmute it back into something that is positive, is beneficial, is going to fill you with happiness, with what we consider energy, which is, you know, the ability to move, to do, to be alert, to be focused, to be awake. So yeah, make sure first, if you are experiencing anything that is overwhelming, that it is yours and that you're not just eating the collectives. As for how do you make it go away? Like I said, learn to love it. Go inside, close your eyes. There's definitely meditations that I've done throughout this podcast that we look internally, and the easiest kind of starter one is if you close your eyes, you take a big inhale through your nose, fill your diaphragm, exhale, let everything go that you're thinking of, that you're trying to create the thought patterns to connect it to, just let it all go and feel into your body where you feel some kind of tightness, where you feel some kind of pain. And then just breathe into that spot and see what emotions arise. Don't try to change them. Just acknowledge them. Let them flow through you. Maybe you cry. Maybe you burp. Maybe your stomach gurgles. Maybe gas comes out in another way. Maybe you laugh. Those are all ways of energy leaving your system that's been stuck in different places. So, yeah. I think, yeah, that's all the questions that I had from online. It doesn't look like we have any other live questions. Brian, are you good? Do you have anything else? I got two very enthusiastic thumbs up from Brian. Again, aging myself. That's fine. So, yeah. Thank you guys very much for putting my show together for me today. honestly, that's why I do this show. I do this show for you guys, to give you guys feedback, to answer questions that you have, to make sure that you have any information that you're curious about when it comes to health, wellness, spirituality, all that fun stuff, and especially cacao. So thank you. Thank you for always tuning in. Thank you for giving me all of these questions. I hope that these answers have helped you. If there's anything that you want more information on, please let me know. And yeah, I hope to see some of you guys on Saturday at the Remix Wellness Fair in Fountain Valley. As always, feel free to like, comment, subscribe, check out my Instagram, Linktree, leave me any comments, questions that you may have. And thank you. Thank you.